Namaste, my name is Rui Zimmer, I'm International Meditation Master. Episode 36, Go For It. On my first North India tour with our ashram, we arrived in Calcutta. So I'm a big fan of Ramakrishna, so I had to go to his place, Dakineshwar Kali Temple. Also not to the ashram, go to the Dakineshwar Kali Temple. I asked my friends if they like to join. So we found a group of 5 people, 2 male and 3 girls, to go with a taxi early in the morning to Dakineshwar. So the Swamis from our ashram approached me. How can you do such a journey? Is not our guru good enough? I questioned them and said, I have to go there. Nobody can stop me. No? And there were about 5 or 6 Swamis. Oh my God. We arrived there during sunrise. I was so excited beyond words. My Indian friend gave alms to the beggars. Even I said, don't do so. And they followed us. It was so disturbing. I said to him, it is your problem. I go alone to the Ramakrishna temple. So I went inside. Many people were already sitting there. I squeezed in between them so that I didn't touch anybody. And then I went so deep in meditation that I hardly could go out of it. I don't know how long. So then the Indians started to worship me, throwing flowers on me, and when I got out of meditation, I was covered with flowers. No? Or blossoms, how you call it. We had to leave and go back to the place where we slept with the other devotees. In the meantime, the Western devotees and some Indian devotees complained why we could go and not them. The Swamis had a hard time. Normally, I could do what I wanted because I was meditating the entire day, and then to stop or control me was impossible. No? In the evening, we had an event at a high luxury hotel that I disliked because it reminded me on my traumatic past and I never wanted to go back. The next day, it was in a slum that fitted much better for me. No? As Swami came to me, I said, sorry, I had to go there. Please forgive me. The Swami said, it was okay. Please wear your best white clothes. You should join us on the stage. I said, on the stage? Are you sure? Yes, our guru wants that. I thought, maybe they are playing some games with me and I hate luxury hotels. So what? Who cares? I have to do that. In the right corner of the stage, I got a place to sit. All devotees who had darshan with our guru first had to pass the right corner. The row was filled fast and the first devotee bowed about deep in front of me and touching the ground and went to our guru. And so did all the other devotees. Sounds weird, no? It was the first time that I was in Calcutta. Only 1 year in the ashram, and only the devotees from the Ramakrishna Math in Calcutta had seen it. So the Swamis and Brahmacharya looked in my direction, and I looked in their direction. We could not believe it, no? Are they mad? Then Swamiji said, please go to the edge of the stage so that the devotees can touch you and meditate. So I went deep in meditation and the devotees could do what they wanted. What was the reason? Why wanted our guru me on the stage? A true guru knows much more even what he/she can't know. So the first devotees were for sure from the Ramakrishna Math and wanted to see our guru after they had watched me in Dakineshwar. Maybe they thought everybody could go in deep meditation all the time. I don't know. How did they know that I'm from the Amritananda Mahimat? So I had long curly hair, a full beard, and wore a traditional South Indian dhoti with a white shirt. And that was typical for our ashram. So all ashrams have some branding, and this was the branding of our ashram. The next year, every devotee from our ashram could go with our buses to Dakshinetra. So the resistance of the Swamis were broken. Actually, they were hostile against the Ramakrishna Mart. This was the reason for it. No? Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.